Good morning. It's Thursday, March 26th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control is now investigating 82 additional cases of the COVID-19 novel coronavirus, bringing the total number statewide to 424 cases in 39 counties. Two of those new cases were confirmed on Fort Jackson, which now has a total of 4 positive cases. Charleston Air Force Base is reporting 4 cases, and Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort is reporting 2 cases. Two Republicans in the South Carolina House have joined a growing call for South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster to issue a stay-at-home order to fight the coronavirus. The letter from Representatives Neil Collins of Easley and Gary Clary of Clemson says they're worried if the step isn't taken soon, the number of COVID-19 cases will continue to rise. Health officials released their first predictions for the spread of the virus, estimating 2,650 cases by April 2nd and 8,050 cases by May 2nd. Governor McMaster posted a request on Twitter that out-of-state visitors to South Carolina isolate themselves for 2 weeks when they arrive. The Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston now has the ability to test for COVID-19. The hospital has been collecting thousands of samples from a drive-thru center. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
MUSC says it's been running in-house testing since Monday and expects to be able to do 300 tests per day. Officials say they've screened 15,000 people through the hospital's online telehealth site and have collected nearly 3,000 samples at their drive-thru location. They report 39 people outside of the hospital have tested positive, as well as 2 patients and 1 of their own healthcare team members. The hospital has found room for 100 extra beds if needed and is working with its network hospitals in Florence, Marion, Chester, and Lancaster counties, preparing for a possible surge there as well. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Manufacturing businesses in the Charlotte region are converting operations to help fight against the spread of COVID-19. That includes 2 companies in South Carolina, as South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
3D Systems in Rock Hill is taking the academic and practical approaches to fighting the coronavirus. The company announced the launch of the 3D Together Project, a worldwide information gathering and sharing network of engineers, designers, and healthcare professionals. The company's usual operations involve 3D printing and digital manufacturing, but it's now working to develop face shields for healthcare workers, ventilator valves, and a lung ultrasound simulator. The company's executive vice president and chief legal officer, Andy Johnson, told the Charlotte Business Journal that the simulator could be ready by the middle of next week. In Lancaster, chemical firm DPI has begun making hand soap and sanitizer in large quantities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Santee Cooper says it's receiving several reports of scammers calling customers, demanding immediate payment, and threatening to turn off customers' electricity. Santee Cooper says they are not making such calls and not disconnecting any customers' power right now during the coronavirus crisis. The South Carolina Department of Consumer Affairs reminds those who have received such calls or suspect any other form of scam to report it to the SCDCA by visiting consumer.sc.gov or by calling 1-TELL-DCA. As South Carolina businesses and agencies monitor the spread of the coronavirus across the state, the ACLU is keeping an eye on state prisons, where many incarcerated are in poor health and in cramped, unhygienic conditions. The organization has set up an email hotline to receive information about violations inside South Carolina correctional facilities related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The ACLU is asking anyone with information about abuses in the state's prisons, jails, or detention centers to email covid19@aclusc.org. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.